People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to Bali 92.3 FM's People Helping People. My name is Greg with my co-host Larry.
Good morning.
I want to point out at the very front end of the show, today's a special day, you know. I know you know this, but you are now officially a grandfather for the first time.
First time?
Wow.
Somebody looking as young as you look, now that I know anybody can be a grandfather.
Yeah, somebody paid you to say that.
I did. I got a lot of money behind the scenes for that one.
Yeah, it feels great. He wasn't a little boy. He was 9 pounds, 7 ounces.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm. Yep.
And your daughter-in-law is doing well?
Yeah.
And your son is losing his mind?
Totally exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's going to be like that. Tell him, enjoy the next 3 months of no sleep. My friend.
I tell him, so I'm headed down tomorrow after.
Well, I'm glad you were able to be here for
right.
the show.
Yeah.
It's because, you know, whenever we have dear old friends in, it's nice to be able to kind of have you here. I was going to do it without
it
you.
Is.
And
it
I would have felt guilty for 30 seconds and then I would have gotten over it.
Yeah, it wasn't going to happen, but I thought I was coming down with a cold, so I didn't go down.
All right. Well, I'm happy you're here and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Especially because I know you and you're going to spoil the hell out of that little guy. So.
Yeah, he's going to be spoiled by several of us.
And then he'll be tired of seeing you like me after a few.
No, Greg, I don't think that'll
No,
happen.
Grandpa no, will never no. be tired. They'll never be tired to see Grandpa. No. We're very excited today. And
yes.
you have more reasons than I to be excited. But today we are bringing in one of our oldest friends on the show.
Absolutely. Like, I went back in the archives.
You did?
Yeah.
You did something like that.
Oh, I did.
Wow, that's really a big change in you.
Been around for a while.
How far back?
Years.
Yeah, well, that's very good. Very specific.
Yeah. When we were somewhere else, and I won't say where, but...
I would say this probably
back
4 years ago. 4 years ago or so, we had this next guest with us in our other studios, and she's gone on to be here probably more than any other single guest. I would say this is probably the most we've ever had one person. Maybe it's just simply because you're crazy enough, Sherry, to keep wanting to come back. Sherry Higgs from Drivers from Survivors. It's so good to have you, Sherry.
Welcome back, Sherry.
I am so happy to be here with you both.
It's amazing how many years it feels like forever.
And so much keeps happening.
Every time you come back, it seems like it's amplified more.
Right?
It's like there's a bigger story to tell.
It's exciting.
But I also want to introduce you brought somebody with you today.
Yes, I did.
Not the first time you've done that.
Yes, I
but
did.
But today it's a new guest. I'd like to invite William to the show. William, so good to have
Welcome,
you, man.
Welcome, William.
Thank you.
Yeah. You got such high grades from Sherry, which means you must be a stellar human.
William Lai is amazing.
And his wife is also involved in Drivers for Survivors. So it's
That's
like
right.
a family effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys are clearly good souls. So it's good to have you. Thank you for joining us.
I think
you're going to bring an interesting perspective to the whole operation, which is why I'm really happy to have you here to kind of give our listeners a different feel, a different
yes.
read on it. Sure. For people who've never heard of this, can you give us a little capsule of what Drivers for Survivors is?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to describe the organization, I'll read the mission statement very quickly. We provide free transportation service and supportive companionship for ambulatory cancer patients from suspicious findings through completion of treatment. Mm-hmm. And now we used to service in the beginning 3 areas, and now we're 9. So it's Southern and Central Alameda. So it's for a service that's provided for ambulatory cancer patients living in Fremont, Newark, Union City, Hayward, San Leandro, San Lorenzo, Castro Valley, Ashland, and Cherryland.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
That's impressive.
Yeah, we're funded by Alameda County Transportation Commission and the Federal Transit Administration, the FTA Section 5310. So it is very, very exciting.
We remember when this was just a small little egg, right? And here we are all these years later. It's weird to say that, but all these years later, you've grown. And I knew it. I remember the first time you came in, Sherry. I remember saying to Larry, I might have even said it to you, God knows. But I remember saying, like, this is going to blow up because of you. I was like, a certain, you know, you take your sort of tenacious business mentality, which you were doing so well in your career, and you came up such a long way, and you really fought for everything, and then all of a sudden you had this real life thing happen to you.
That's right.
And then it changed your perspective, but you were putting that same energy that you put into your work into this. And I knew, and I remember saying it to Larry, that watch, this is going to turn out to be something crazy big, and I'm watching it grow.
And it's incredible. I have flashbacks a lot because, you know, I was sick for a year in 2010. I had something called inflammatory breast cancer, and going through what I went through and seeing what I saw, you know, this was something that was definitely it's a soul experience. It was very, very important to move forward with this. And watching it grow and looking back to the beginnings, there are no words. I mean, you know, 33 rides that first month, and now on a good month, 400 rides. Wow.
That's
you
crazy.
Know, and it continues to grow. And the truth is, I wish there was no cancer and we weren't needed, but that's not the reality. And while cancer is so rampant, I think it's really, really important to have organizations that can help cancer patients in any way possible.
I think it's most interesting that when you hear a lot of people who have nonprofits or organizations like this, I feel like the focus is always like raise money for the cause, right? But what makes this so different is you forget about the fact that there are people that are just going through this. And at this point, their day-to-day is, you're in a vacuum. So like your day-to-day is like, how am I going to get to my treatments? I'm going to be so ill when I leave my treatments. I can't drive myself back. I might not have anybody that can help me out with this. The fact that this is actually providing a service to the people that are in that vacuum at that moment, where nothing else in their lives really is relevant or matters, to me is very powerful.
That's right, yeah.
It's a different kind of service than most people who are running nonprofits, where it's like mostly for research or for like putting an end to something. This is really about kind of making the best of what's happening.
So well said. It's very much linear to the need, exactly at the time. There's no fluff. You know, it's we prepare, we have the companionship, and we offer that ride. And that's exactly what you need when you go through treatment. You need to be able to get there. These are life-saving appointments. And a lot of the drivers themselves, and William being one of them, are survivors. Not that William himself didn't go through cancer, but in general, there are a lot of people who go through treatments and once they get to the other side, they want to be able to help people. And they have that... They're able to share that hope, and they're able to share their experiences, and they know exactly what you need in those moments for the most part. So it's just a really very connecting experience, especially if you're feeling isolated, you know. And it's not just I want to point out, it's not just for the patients; it's also for their families,
right?
Because everybody has a different story. There are so many different reasons we get phone calls to utilize our service. And at the end of the day, whatever your reason is, we'll help you. That's what we're there for. As long as you're 18 or over and you're ambulatory, we can assist.
I would like to point that out. You brought up the point of like, you know, having somebody who sort of provide some empathy or somebody who can actually be a conversation. And William, you did the rides, you did the drives.
Yes.
What would you get? What do you feel when you get in the car with somebody and you're obviously doing something very good for another person? What did you feel being one of those people? Like, can you give us a bit of what that experience is like?
Since my family member back in the day, we have some cancers. Related histories. So I know what people usually go through during the treatments. So I know how they feel, and I will try to comfort them.
So you do talk about it?
Yes, I talk about it. It depends on the patients,
right?
If they feel open about it,
right?
But I'm always open, you know, because cancer it's deadly, and I just want to, you know, make them feel like it's okay. And then at the end,
I do feel sometimes when you're, I mean to cut you off, Wayne, but like I do feel there are times when you're going through something like this, you want to talk about it as that in that seat, you know, and that person going, you almost want to be able to talk about it. It's like almost therapeutic to talk about it.
Right.
That's
right. There are some people that like to, you know, kind of tuck it away, mm-hmm. but it does feel like almost makes you feel, even if it's for a little while, feel a little better to get these things and hear somebody who's listening to you and relating to you. So I'm sure that part of it is very powerful.
And I think William's sense of humor too. He has very good comedic timing and he makes people laugh, you know, and you're going through all of this and he's such a thoughtful person. He has so many wonderful qualities that when our drivers our clients are in the company of William, we always get this feedback to get him to have him as a driver again because he's very compassionate.
I could tell that, and it's probably for you, it probably feels, when you leave, it's very rewarding when you're done with your day. Yes. Do you find that it's heavy? Do you find it something that weighs on you at all?
No, not at all.
Speaking truthfully, okay, good. Because I think as most people, we're like, I'm a very empathic person. My empathy sometimes is a curse because I feel everything for everybody. But I would imagine having the opportunity to be there for somebody and just be there to drive them and be an ear is mm-hmm. probably such an important thing for those people going through it.
Yeah, and I think people are very, very open. Wouldn't you agree, William? During that time, they're more positive than one would imagine.
Really?
Yeah, you would think that there'd be, oh, poor me. No, it's not like that. A lot of times, I'm not saying all the time, but a lot of times, don't you find that they're wanting to make a connection and wanting to try to make the best out of a difficult situation?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Sure.
I was just thinking about one of our clients. Remember the one that ended up giving us cookies? She always gave us, you know, treats. She was in the, you know, kitchen cooking and wanting to do something desperately to give back. She didn't have a lot of funds. And so she would, you know, a lot of times they'll do that. We have a stack of thank you cards in the office, you mm-hmm. know, just saying thank you so much for being there at our time of need. And sometimes afterwards people will make a donation unsolicited and just, you know, they'll do things because they really want to show how much they care. But William's been an absolute godsend, and he also helps us on our website. Mm. So that is another element of his giving. And we have various people that get involved, and it does become a family thing because you know, you've got this, you have a staff person, and then they hear how, you know, they see all these things going on, and then they want to get involved. And it, we do have a community now, and that's a blessing.
You know, Lara, we always talk about doing, you're a big proponent of just do whatever you can do. Carry some cash in your pocket. If you could give somebody who needs it $1 or $2 at any time, little things. Mm. I think this would fall into that category. Not that it's little, this is a big deal, but yeah, this falls into that category. Just do something, right?
I think so. And I also had a question when I was listening to William. So how long does the relationship last when you're driving somebody back and forth to their doctor's appointments? Does it continue afterwards, or does it come to an end when their treatments end? Typically,
I'll say until the end.
Okay.
Yes. Like there's one patient gave me a pack of AAA battery because I was driving electric cars at that time. They say, I cannot, you know, they
have to be a small
car. So you can do nothing for my car, right? My toothbrush is going to be great, though.
It's symbolic.
Yeah, she said she couldn't give me a gas car because a car does not take gas. She can give me the battery.
That's adorable.
That's so cute.
Yeah. That's actually,
it's very rewarding.
Damn adorable, right? Like, I'm like no clue that these batteries aren't going to help the car, but I would be like, you know what? They're fine. They're going to help
that
the car.
That is. That's sweet.
Well, we had another service organization, and actually the wife of one of the board members happened to be a driver when we first started to one of our first clients.
Wow.
And they're like best friends. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on the person too.
I would think so.
Yeah.
You have this I really want to talk about it now, and then I want to go back to something else and then come back at the end. But the fifth annual Black and White Ball, because that's a huge deal and it's coming up. It's your big thing.
It is our signature event. It's very exciting.
So
let's touch on this, but then
don't let me forget, I want to ask you about the challenges that not many people would hear about that you have to go through with a nonprofit like this.
Okay.
But let's go back. Drivers for Survivors, fifth annual Black and White Ball, which is happening on April 6th.
That's right.
Tell us about this. What do we need?
So absolutely giddy about this. Absolutely. Yeah. It is at Castlewood Country Club in Pleasanton, already just a beautiful
venue.
Gorgeous. our lineup is stellar.
This is a star-studded lineup for you.
It is star-studded. And what's, you know, yeah. And again, the flashbacks, I remember it being different. I mean, it was still wonderful galas, but we didn't have this kind of lineup before. I love all of our galas. They're all special, and I mean that. But this one's like, wow. So we've got Dr. Laura Esserman. Mm. So she is the director of a breast care center at UCSF. She is named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world.
Wow.
She is our keynote speaker.
Mm. Yeah, she's a big name.
Wow. A big name. And then for entertainment, we have Marcy Dodd, who's known for her role in Broadway Wicked. She's performed in San Francisco, New York, LA. She's being accompanied by also a very famous person, Carol Weiss, who is an accomplished pianist, composer, and conductor. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's got, both of these folks have like amazing credentials.
So I guess they're going to perform together?
Yeah, they are. And they're different periods of time within the event itself. Beautiful. So they're going to be there at cocktail hour mingling too.
There'd be a lot of Broadway people that would kill to see those.
Right. I mean, this is, and the fact that they're coming in, so Carol Weiss is a survivor herself,
okay.
And they're coming in and doing this is just jaw-dropping, and I just can't believe how far we've come. I just can't. And then Dave Smith, who a former mayor emeritus of the city of Newark, is the MC, and I'm so glad to be what I've done is delegated a lot of these things out now, and I can't carry the load, nor can the staff. So we're at a point where we're involving and engaging other heavy lifters, a great event planner, everything. We've got mobile bidding this year, which we never had before. So if somebody wanted to go to this, they could just go to our website, which is www.driversforsurvivors.org, and then drivers is plural, and then four is spelled out F-O-R, and survivors is plural, .org. And you go to the events tab, and you scroll down just a bit, you'll see the flyer, and then you'll see a place where you can RSVP. I'm going to tell you, this will be sold out, and that's an important thing to know. And we have sponsors for this year that are very important to mention, our gold sponsors. We have Premier Nissan of Fremont.
Mm-hmm.
We have Premier Subaru of Fremont, East Bay Community Foundation, Silicon Sage, and Washington Hospital Healthcare System. So we're just elated. And I know there's a few more sponsors that are still coming in, and there's one biggie that we're just waiting to hear back from. So until we can't really announce that. But it's just been...
What a growth.
Yeah.
6 years, right?
Six years. We celebrated our fifth year one at Castlewood as well. And that was a humdinger too, just because it was 5 years, we pulled out all the stops. But this is a humdinger in a different way. So, yeah.
I love the phrase, term humdinger.
I don't know where I pulled those out from. I don't know where that came from.
My grandmother used to say humdinger, and she used to say, you're going to go out gallivanting. I feel like those are underused.
But you know what's funny? I have antiquated, I can't say the word now that I've...
Antiquated.
I have antiquated phrases that I use sometimes, and it's kind of funny because I'm like, where did I just pull that from?
It's good.
Like, I get that.
That depends on who's hearing them.
Reintroduce them to our
vocabulary. Right. Why not?
So we'll get back to that again. We'll talk about it again at the end.
But
I kind of think it's important for people who might be listening, even if it's not for the first time, to what your story is. There's more to it than just the black and white ball and the breakfast at the end of the year and you know, the drivers. And I'm sure there's constant challenges, right?
Yes, like there
is. I mean, because this is a nonprofit. So you're at the mercy of what people are willing to give back. So what do you think are some of the challenges you face that you wish weren't there, that didn't exist, that you could just kind of put them away?
Okay. Well, I'm going to state the most obvious. It's always financial. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the grants that we get aren't all-encompassing, so this signature event is very important on that level too. Mm-hmm. But I wish that the little worry about that could be a little lessened. Mm-hmm. So that's something, because we're not yet a big nonprofit. You know, mm-hmm. I've got goals, but that's one thing. The other thing that has been a frustration is getting people to really understand how flexible it is to be a driver. It's almost as if the model is something people don't believe. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's too good to be true. You can pick your rides. You have total flexibility and autonomy, and you give that ride, and you're not obligated to do anything else.
Right.
So some people are road warriors, I call them, may keep giving the rides, but other people might just, you know, they can only do it on a sporadic level. all of it's fine. You right. do what you can. And when people do it, they always say, I wish I'd known about this sooner.
Right.
It's so simple. And, you know, you get people kind of leery of that. They just, you know, where's the hook, you know, and there is none. It's really just meant to be for the modern world, that type of concept. And that's what I really want to work with. And we do get referrals from other nonprofits in terms of that help cancer patients as well. And we work with over 200 medical providers and clinicians.
Wow, that's,
so yeah, that's we've great. Helped, we've helped now, a total of 500 clients, and we've given 17,600 or so rides
wow.
in only 6 years.
The original.
So incredible. Can you imagine? Just incredible.
That's huge. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I would imagine there's got to be, you know, when it, financially, you always yeah. have those kind of concerns, but there's so many people out there that don't, I don't want to say that it's a bad thing, but they're not doing anything. Maybe they're too busy, or they feel they're too busy, or just have never really gave it thought.
Yeah.
But I do think something like this, where you can choose your schedule, it's not like you're be like forced to say, I'm going to do X amount of hours each week, right?
Right.
But do you ever fall into the problem of not having somebody available for the person who needs it? Is that an issue
sure,
ever?
Sure. I mean, on occasion we do. And especially since the expansion, we have newer areas. And some of those areas, you know, I'd like to get ambassadors for those areas, but in order to become an ambassador, you do need to have a bit of a foothold with our organization. I need to understand how involved you are and get to know that person. So having different people, we're at a point where it's word of mouth and it reverberates out. You know, you've got the first layer, and then you hope that your volunteers tell more volunteers. And that's right. another thing about the gala. You want new, fresh people to come in, because it's an excellent way to get an encapsulated view of exactly who the players are, what we do. You can really get a feel for a nonprofit
yeah.
by going to an event like that. You get the big picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think when it comes to the drivers themselves, do you think there's a certain area that we could kind of make a push for and say, like, hey, if you live here?
I'd say Castro Valley. But also, okay, here, interestingly enough, we need to keep our base strong too, even though we have the drivers. So we have a total of 300 drivers in all the areas. Mm-hmm. That's not a lot.
Right. Yes.
When you really put your, I mean, that's not a lot. And remember, you only give what you can. So when I run reports and I'm looking at how many drivers have given a ride in the past 6 months, that might only be 76 drivers.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So it's really important to have people, we'll just, for the sake of on call, you know, where they can pick these rides when they choose, and just be, you know, even if it's one ride every 6 months, that is helpful. And that's the thing I really want to get across. And then the other thing, the last thing that I can think of, I mean, I could go on and on as a nonprofit, but I wish we had more corporate engagement. I've been talking about that for a while. So for example, where a business would allow their employees to take turns giving a ride, you know, and be able to get paid still for helping something like that. I mean, I don't know if there's a liability issue, but if so, maybe a liability release form or something could help with that. Or what we have one corporation do is every time their employee gives a ride on their own time, they end up matching the rate of pay and sending it to us.
Mm.
So there's just a lot of different ways that we could negotiate, you know, doing good things for helping the cancer patients. And again, my sole purpose of building the nonprofit and wanting to continue growing it is to help people that went through and go through what I experienced and what I saw other people going through. And being one-on-one is so much better than being in a van with a bunch of people being, you know, and there are different things, although each thing has its place.
Yeah.
So I'm not knocking anything.
Oh, I'm sure
I think they're all, yeah,
yeah right.
exactly. But having, you know, that intimacy one-on-one where you can talk about what you want and you get to know the person. I mean, that's just, it is priceless.
I have a question.
So, yeah.
So when you were going through your time with cancer.
Yep.
And you were going back and forth to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Were you given a drive, or did you do it on your own? How did that?
So my circumstances were, I was going through some life changes at the time, so that made it very difficult. I had a friend that did end up stepping up and helping me, but before I got to that point, there was a struggle, and I couldn't find something that would work for me personally. So that's where I started to notice that there was a little bit of a hole in the system. And then mm-hmm. I sat down I was sick for the first year, and then I sat down with 400 people the second year to substantiate the need, and I would hear stories, and people would tell me things, and I would talk to medical folks because I was immersed in the medical world at that time with my treatments, and I learned a lot, and I saw that this was something worth pursuing, and I'm very grateful that I moved forward with it.
So they say necessity is the mother of invention.
That's right.
Sort of
basically.
That.
That's right.
Was,
yeah. And you know, there was a lot of serendipity that happened that got me here. I felt carried, and I still feel like I'm just the messenger in a lot of ways, because there's too many things that have happened that have been so cool. I couldn't even have planned it. Very cool mm-hmm. things. And getting, you know, we have a great board. I couldn't ask for a better board or staff. We are truly a team now. I mean, truly a team.
Yeah.
You know, it's no longer the days that Sherry Higgs is having to run around as much. I mean, and I am actually, but in a new way. So I shouldn't say that. But you get people who step up to do booths now. You get people that are interactive with the organization or that call and say, hey, I have IT skills. Do you need anything? Or, you know, I have this desk I'm getting rid of. Do you need it? Or I can write a grant. I have time to help you. You know, now that stuff happens. It's awesome.
It's
not
it's,
enough, but it happens.
Well, he called it organic.
Yeah. Organic. Well, organic, and also so there's luck and serendipity, and there's also mm-hmm. old-fashioned hard work.
Sure there is.
So I think that the organization was born on both legit. Mm-hmm. I mean, both things have happened, and I'm not done yet. I have higher aspirations, and I'd like to team up with people who care deeply about the cause and work with more people. I'd like to see more partnerships blossom, sure. and I'd like to see this in more areas. And I am working on one thing in particular that I can't talk about quite yet, but it's looking good, and I might know more in about 2 months.
So I'm sure the next time in we'll be able to talk about
I
that.
I think we might.
I would like to ask you, we have about 4.5 minutes.
Okay.
So I if you can answer this in a minute or two.
Okay.
What was the moment you could say in this in the lifespan of Drivers for Survivors where you felt the most proud, like I look what I've, because I you're
oh
a very
my gosh,
proud person,
what a,
and you've
what a,
accomplished a lot in your life.
That's
so
a good question.
What was the thing where you stood back and said, "I'm doing this. I've done this. Like I'm in this now, and I'm done. And I've done something special." Was there one time you can think of?
Oh my gosh, that's such a good question. Oh my gosh.
I mean
oh
to put
gosh.
You on the spot.
Oh my gosh.
You have many of them probably.
I think the day when Sophie listened to me get interviewed and she whispered, "I'm so proud," my daughter.
Your daughter.
She whispered,
that, yeah.
"I'm so proud of you" in my ear. She's 17. That was one moment.
That's powerful.
When people want to help that have big names, I'm a little starstruck. And I'm not starstruck, but struck by the stardom wanting to, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Step in. I think, honestly, sometimes people say, "I don't think you've realized everything that's happened." Sometimes even I don't get it. Does that make sense to you? Like I haven't quite, I know we're growing in everything, but I haven't quite grasped myself the accomplishments. So it's, but I told myself that my soul would be happy when I had my first chapter. And that's what I'm gearing for. When that happens, my soul will be happy for whatever reason. When I first started the organization, I had this dream, and it was to build the organization, which I knew back then it was going to be big. And I don't mean that in an ego way. I just felt it. And then I told myself I wanted a chapter. So that's where I'm at.
All right. Well, I will
it's
say.
A goal.
Yeah,
it's
I
a
will
goal.
Say that every time you come in here, there's something new and bigger to report. And that's really what all that matters, right?
It's
like,
so special.
Is that we keep growing it.
Yep.
And I'm glad I've been a part of the journey. We've been a part of the journey.
It's emotional, too. You
it
know?
Is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't even tell you, like, thinking back to our first interview, it was a totally different game. Like, I remember it was like the amount of people driving for you. I remember thinking to myself, well, how are we going to do this with so few people?
Yep.
And now you're talking about 300 people.
Yep.
The big thing to do in this case, if you want to be involved and help, is first of all, you can volunteer your time if you're especially in one of the areas that Sherry mentioned. What's that?
510-896-8056.
Get in touch. Even if you can only do one drive a couple every week or other week, we need as many people as possible for
that.
That's
right.
The other thing that I will also mention is the Black and White Ball, which is the April 6th
That's
in
right.
Castlewood Country Club
Saturday
in Pleasanton.
Night.
This is a huge deal for you.
Yes.
And because of the fact that you're now celebrating 6 years of service, mm-hmm. let's get some new faces in there. Let's sell
That's
it out
right.
right now.
That's right.
So
let's blow it out of the water.
Driversforsurvivors.org is the website. But if you go specifically, you want to get in touch about this, should they go directly to the gala page? Would that be the best bet?
Yeah, or they can call let's do email rather, we have events at driversforsurvivors.org. Either way, it'll get straight to us. Events.
Get
both
a
of those.
Seat at the table. Yeah. Take somebody you love mm-hmm. and do something. It's going to be a great meal.
It's going to be it's not a downer at all. So if you're, yourself going through treatment and you're kind of nervous about, you'll have a great time. It's very uplifting.
I wouldn't doubt that for a second. Is there anything you want to add, Larry?
No, but I have a question for you, Sherry.
Okay.
How long after you started the organization did you come on our show? Can you remember?
You know what? I'm super bad with time. I blink and it's a new day. So when you ask me that, but I know that I've known you guys for a long time and you're like family to me, and I absolutely adore you both. And if anything comes to fruition that's new, you're going to hear it first.
I'm happy to hear
it. Everybody witnessed that.
I think it's 5 years.
I think it's about five years.
I think we're in our fifth year, I'm pretty sure.
So I think so because I started working on the organization when I was in treatment. And then the year after, so it's been 8 years. I think five is about right.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I did go back in the archives. I wasn't, blowing smoke. And it was years ago.
It's amazing.
And I did two radio interviews in a day. How often does that happen?
I know, it's amazing.
I know, right?
That's good.
William, I appreciate you joining us. First of all, your first time. Next time, I expect you're going to be a little, I'm going to have you. No, I'm going to give you more talk
you
time.
You talk too much, William, I have to tell you.
I didn't want to overwhelm him for this first time, but you did great, man.
He did.
And thank you for having me.
Thanks for your insight. And like I said, I wanted to kind of ease you in. So sort of like you're up to your ankles in the water right now. Next time you're going up over your waist. Thank you so much, both of you.
Our pleasure.
I love having you, Sherry, and I'm so proud of what you guys have done and what you've accomplished.
I feel the love. Thank you.
Well, I gotta say one more thing.
Okay.
And quickly. So I want you to know because you journal, don't you?
Yes.
You journal?
Okay. Yes.
So almost every time you've been in, and I've noticed this, is that you've got something big on the horizon.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
And that's been several times. So you've grown.
So
a
you're
lot
like
each
my.
Time.
You guys are my good luck charm.
He's keeping track something. Of you.
You know what? I know that, and we have the other connection as well. But mm-hmm. I will tell you, you guys mean so much to me, and anybody that gives the breaks, the beginning breaks, and allows you to have this airtime when you're small, it speaks to their character, and the fact mm-hmm. that you guys have supported this before, I will never be able to repay that. I feel very Italian the way just did my with my fingers.
I have to sit on my hands sometimes when I talk because I knock things over because I am
do that
Italian.
Too. Yeah,
and I'm like, but you're right, and I you don't have to repay us.
Yeah, you have
the repayment is just by by being here and by succeeding the way you are. Right. It makes us feel validated that we've been able to be a part of it.
Yeah, you're good guys.
That's all that matters.
You run the right show. People helping people, and you are people.
We
helping
are.
People.
See, he helps me have a conscience, believe it or not. He helps my I'm supposed to be
you
the one to keep it on track.
Both are caring people.
Guy,
I got your numbers.
I know you do.
Whatever.
He is too.
Much love to all of you. Larry, again, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Go celebrate for a few days and then come back
I will.
In one piece.
I'll
and
be
we'll
back.
See everybody again next week. Another edition of People Helping People on Bali 92.3.